AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Speaking with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, President Trump says the world has come together around a peace deal for Israel and Gaza.
So great for Israel, so great for Muslims, for the Arab countries, and so great for this country, for the United States of America, and that we could be involved in, you know, making a deal like this happen, because it was, you know, many years they talked about peace in the Middle East. This is more than Gaza. This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing.
The president confirmed he spoke to Israel's prime minister last night.
I spoke to Bibi Netanyahu just a little while ago. He called. He said, I can't believe it. He said, everybody's liking me now. Meaning him. He said, and I said, they're more importantly, they're loving Israel again. And they really are. I said, Israel cannot fight the world, Bibi. They can't fight the world. And he understands that very well.
Trump also added that Hamas will begin releasing hostages as part of the first phase of the peace plan.
The big thing is hostages are going to be released. It's probably our time would be probably Monday.
All audio courtesy of Fox News Channel's Hannity. The government shutdown is entering its ninth day. Democrats want subsidies for health plans extended. Trump and Republicans say they will only negotiate on those health care demands after Democrats vote to reopen the government. At a news conference, Mats Malm, the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, says Hungarian writer Laszlo Krasznahorkai has won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
For his compelling and visionary oeuvre that in the midst of apocalyptic terror reaffirms the power of art.
The winner of the Nobel Peace Prize will be announced tomorrow. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a looming deadline for journalists who cover the Pentagon.
Journalists who cover the U.S. military are heading towards a showdown with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. At issue is whether to sign a statement acknowledging new restrictions on their jobs or risk being thrown out of the Pentagon. The deadline to sign is next week. New policy was issued 2 weeks ago that imposes strict limits on where reporters can be without an official escort, and includes a restriction that journalists not report on any news, even if unclassified, without official approval. The Pentagon is now saying that it cannot block journalists from reporting news, but that it can revoke the credentials of reporters who ask anyone in the Defense Department for information without an official okay. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.